And this is Peter Stewart. Welcome to today's episode. Tweeter Stewart on Twitter, TWWETERSTEWART. 30 years either side of the microphone. So therefore, got a few ideas, which I'm loving bringing you on Get a Better Broadcast, Podcast and Voice Over Voice. Today, keeping in character. We're talking about characters in animation and anime and cartoons and gaming. And we've talked about so far, haven't we, about how you come up with a character from scratch, and also how you kind of take over that particular character or allow the character to take over you so you can voice up their emotions and their non-vocal attributes as well, the very gasps of surprise. We've also talked about the use of props in characterization, the use of silence as well. And when you've developed a voice from scratch and you're comfortable with it and you do it well, as we said 10 days ago or so, you need to add it to your cast of characters and then build another character that builds from that one. Yeah, so you've now got four or five different characters, perhaps, that you can use, that you can draw on. But then you've got the attributes of each of those that you can mesh and you can merge and you can mix up to come up with a sixth, a seventh or an eighth, if necessary, which are completely different. So you can merge the character or the sound that you come up with for the evil witch with the sound of the young woman, say, to have another voice. Aim for quality, not quantity, of these voices. And as I said before, write a few notes describing their voice, their personality, how they hold themselves, because as we know, the voice changes depending on the shape of the body it comes from. And over time, you'll build a portfolio, a cast of characters, a voice bank of about half a dozen character voices that you can dip into and adapt and merge. And keep recordings of them as well, together with notes of how you felt as you recreate them, who you model the character on. And think of a key catchphrase that sums up your character and their voice, their attitude and so on. So in the future, you can use these notes as a reference to find them again, to inhabit them again, to summon them up, to spirit them up out of the ether so they come into your body and their voice comes out of your mouth. When you come up with a character voice, own it. Use it every day. Speak to family in that voice, perhaps. Talk to yourself out loud around the house in that voice. Take on the characteristics. Hold yourself in that way. Hone the character. Own the character. Make it your own. And then test yourself by coming up with different voices for different kind of characters that you may be asked to do when you rock up at an animation audition. Can you do a monster, a dragon, a witch, a cartoon pig, a villain, a surfer, a surfing pig, a villainous dragon, a surfing valley girl, a chicken, a robot, a villainous chicken, a surfing robot? From London, I'm Peter Stewart.